Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. Beverly Williams is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and she has been now for more than 10 years. She's been a staunch supporter of all the things that you do and all the things that we do here. And she is the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of the outstanding book on being home-based, The 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or wannabe, you got to have that book. Just no way about it. No other way around it. And she is the 2002 Home-Based Advocate of the Year. The SBA gave her that national award. And she is making Montgomery County, not Montgomery County, Garrett County. She used to make Montgomery County, Maryland, safe for home-based businesses. Now she's making Garrett County, Maryland, safe for home-based businesses. She's our good friend, Beverly. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I was going to say, I think I've done my work in Montgomery County there. They're on their own now.
Yeah, so she's over in Garrett County, folks, which is the entire western section of Maryland that probably could just as easily have been part of West Virginia, but didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, there's still a lot of people think we are.
Beverly, one of the things that I really like seeing, and I usually see this in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce, and some of the most creative things that you'll see across the country, is the way that communities and business communities, I should say, but the business community will come together around an idea about how to attract attention, to let people passing through know that they're there, to get people to divert off the interstate and come by and see them, and to let people know that there's some excitement going on, there's some creativity going on, that you know, yeah, we may look sleepy, but we got stuff happening. Mm-hmm. And I see that in a lot of different ways, but your community there, you and I don't know who founded this idea. You can tell us that in a second, but some of you guys are doing some things in Garrett County there. It's very interesting. I want you to tell my audience about that.
Mm-hmm.
Was this your idea?
No, it was not my idea. Actually, a friend of mine brought the idea to me a couple of years ago. She saw an article in a magazine. She's a wannabe quilter. She hasn't had time because she works for the Chamber of Commerce here. And
tell the audience what she saw.
She saw blocks of quilt designs painted on barns in Ohio. And
Quilt design. Now, quilt. Most of us know what a quilt is.
Okay.
Most of us know what a patchwork quilt is, which is, all quilts aren't patchwork quilts, but folks, I grew up around quilters, and I've actually done some quilting in my younger days, so I know a little bit about quilting, and all quilts are not patchwork quilts, but many of them, and the most beautiful ones are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're usually pieced in some way, whether they're applique or blocks of design. And the most common blocks that people recognize would be a star-type pattern, and there's lots of different stars. Each state has a quilt block designed for that state. There are variations of block designs that have come over here from Europe particularly.
So people are going up on barn roofs?
No, they're going up onto the side of barns.
The sides of barns.
Sides of barns.
And they're painting what looks like a quilt block that a lot of people would recognize. Like one of the most famous, perhaps, is the wedding ring block.
Mm-hmm.
The wedding ring quilt.
Yeah, or Ohio.
So you didn't think I knew about that, did you?
Now, well, you're surprising me every day.
No, I'm just thinking of some of the classic ones.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, quilts are art.
Yes.
Quilts are Americana. If there ever was anything that's as original as the Pilgrims to America, and in terms of the Western influence, the European influence, it's the quilt.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it's a wonderful craft, part of Americana, But a lot of people who know a whole lot more about quilts than I do recognize these things. So when people drive by and they see the quilt block painted on the barn, even if they don't know what it is, it's got to attract their attention.
Right. Well, it's like the Pennsylvania Dutch signs on barns that you see a lot through the Pennsylvania-Ohio valleys.
Of course, we all know about Sea Rock City and the Chattanooga. If you've ever driven around in the South, within 500 miles of Chattanooga, you've seen barn-lit roofs that said Sea Rock City and Ruby Falls and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, and it used to be, the tobacco growers had signs on barns. The old mail pouch tobacco is this famous icon.
They were the original. They were the original billboards, weren't they? Outdoor signs.
Right.
So go ahead now. Now that we know what we're talking about, what are we going to do with this?
Well, what we are doing is starting with the farmers, we're giving them an opportunity to have a block painted on their barn or on plywood that's attached to the barn if they'd prefer.
I grew up around barns. I grew up on a farm, and a lot of the barns I grew up around weren't really all that conducive to putting a quilt block up on.
Well, what people have been finding is that the farmers suddenly take an interest in refreshing their barns when they have a barn quilt block on there. But
it's sort of like you go to buy a new suit, and all of a sudden you realize you need new shoes too.
That's right, exactly right. It needs to be freshened up a little bit there. But what it's doing then is giving them a sense of pride in what they're doing. It's also offering them an opportunity then to be on a quilt block tour that we're putting together, a pamphlet that once we have the barns painted.
Things are slow over in Garrett County, folks.
They are not.
Things are kind of slow in Garrett County. I mean, a big Saturday is taking the quilt block tour.
Excuse me. We are a population of about 30,000 people, and we double our population.
I'm just teasing you, Beverly.
I know you are. You know you got my dander up. Our population doubles during the tourist season, and that is
expensive. They're wonderful people, folks. I've been there, and I've never had more fun. I couldn't let that go.
I mean,
think about it. Think about it. Hey, who wants to sign up for the quilt block tour?
You will be surprised. You're laughing. But I'll tell you right now that this is now spread to 41% of our state.
Wow.
24 states have quilt barn
tours. It's caught on. It's viral marketing, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
We got more to come. More fun to come. I think you probably need to add some ice cream or cookies with that with that too, Beverly. Stand by, quick break, 20 after. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Dire Straits for you, bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Williams. And Beverly is the world's expert on home-based business and all the things around that. She helps people all over the place, especially now in Garrett County, Maryland, but actually wherever they may be, she helps them, especially with her work on our show. And by the way, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the things that we do here. And also Ask Jim, which is our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can find Small Business Answers Now. Beverly has contributed to both of those sites tremendously over the last 10-plus years. Beverly, your website is beverlywilliams.com, isn't it?
That's right.
And the book, The 30-Second Commute, can be found there and wherever books are sold.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I encourage folks to check that out. Bev, we're talking about this project that you guys have taken on, the Quilt Block, the Barn Quilt Block Project. Is that the title?
That's a good title. We call it the project. We actually formed
Well, you need to be a little more intuitive than the project, though, Bev. You need to help people out a little bit.
Well, they can go to the website at GarrettBarnQuilts.org.
GarrettBarnQuilts.org.
That's right. And they
see,
can
folks,
read all
this
about
is where
it.
You can see how they're. You got pictures?
We have some pictures, not of our own barns, because we don't have our first one actually painted yet.
Ah.
We, We just had a planning retreat last week. This started four women who decided last December that we ought to do this. And we met in January. We had a presentation to invited guests from Farm Bureau, Board of Education, Arts Council, et cetera, Historical Society, in February. And last Saturday, we had a planning retreat with 50 people there who broke up into committees and determined how these things would be done.
Wow. There's got to be some artists in this deal somewhere.
There are artists here. There are lots of small businesses.
Because this is, I'm the guy who could find the barn. I could scrub the barn. Mm-hmm. I could paint the field, the background, mm-hmm. that they paint everything on, as long as it was a roller or a brush. But anything that had to do with any kind of artistic ability, you know, I just have mm-hmm. to hold the ladder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all I could do. If you're going to present this thing from the highway, you got to have somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, it's exactly right. I mean, there's lots of logistics going on. You know, how far away can a barn be from a public road to be able to really see it? There's issues of liability for people going onto private property. All those things have to be worked through. And we're not the first ones to do it, but we're the first ones to be this organized and formal about it.
Yeah.
And the woman who actually started it, Donna Sue Groves, is in Ohio. She did it to spruce up an old barn and to honor her mother, who's mm-hmm. A quilter. But the point about this one is that it involves, first of all, intergenerational. Everything from school kids on up to the senior citizens of our county who have the history of all this stuff in their heads, the history of the farms, the history of the barns, the history of the quilts. And it brings together lots of small business people and will help our small business economy here by promoting the Quilt Block Association project through merchandising, through sponsorship.
It brings people in. It slows them down.
Yeah.
It gets businesses talking to each other and cooperating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing bad about that. Networking.
Oh, absolutely.
You uncover hidden talents that nobody mm-hmm. knew anybody had. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, most people don't know I can hold a ladder like I can. You know, a lot of people wouldn't know that. And so,
they'd
find that out if I were part of your quilt block.
That's
a society
right.
there.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
I've been having some fun with Beverly and teasing her a little bit. But you know, I don't care if you want to do the Earthworm Society, whatever it takes to do what I just said, get some excitement going in your community.
Right.
It could be a lot of things. It could be cities that live on rivers, they have the river heritage societies
uh-huh.
where they focus on the river or in some parts of Georgia they everything revolves around the peanut, you know, and it doesn't matter. Whatever you can do to get your community involved in something and get the locals working together, it's a great idea. But I really like this quilt block thing.
Well, thank you. Go
like
to the website at garrettbarnquilts.org and take a look. See
so when are you guys going to have, how many, you know, first you got to have a barn.
Well, we have five people who have offered their barns already, and we've had three people who have written checks to sponsor barns, and we have people in line saying, when you're ready, let me know.
What if I don't have a barn, but I got another kind of a building, like a garage or something?
Well, that's something that our block committee and logistics and locations committees are working on, whether or not we want to keep it to barns. And at this point, we probably will for the official tour.
But isn't that's discrimination against garages, isn't it?
Excuse me. We have a focus on farms and heritage.
Well,
we can't stop you from painting one. You're welcome to paint one on your own.
You know, you're going to get the garage lobby after you here.
Well, they could start their own group.
See, folks, see how quickly it turns ugly. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's always my pleasure.
And congratulations. Give us that website. I want the Quilt website again, please.
It's www.garrettbarnquilt.org.
Garrettbarnquilt.org. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
See you next time.
I'll be here.
Quick break, right back after these messages with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.